You're listening to Psalm 63, a message from our More Than a Song series. Where is God when we are weak? Find out in the second week of this series on worship.
All right, my name is Lee. I'm one of the new pastors here, and I'm glad that you've joined us. Our prayer is this will be the first time of many times that you've joined us if this is your first time. And so we're glad that you're here. And as Pastor Larry said earlier, we're wearing these t-shirts, Next Step, because how many here want to take the next step with God? Wherever you are in your life, we can all take that next step to get closer to Him, to understand. Yung iba, wala talaga. Sino dito yung kahit anong tanungin ko, hindi kayo magtataas ng kamay? Okay. Sige, hindi nyo na nagtaas ng kamay. But anyway, that's what we're here for. We can all take a next step to get closer to God. And whatever it may be, our challenge for those that have been coming for a while and have been experiencing this and you want to experience that is really to go through one-to-one. I mean, the first day that I joined this church 12 years ago, right away, my wife, who was not my wife at the time, introduced me to someone who was working with athletes. And so right then, I got connected with Pastor Joseph Carodan, and right away, sabi niya, bro, let's do one-to-one. And for me, it was just nice to be with a cute girl. And so I said, yeah, sure, I'll keep coming back. And she was going to be my wife. So okay lang yun. Next time, I'll share my love story. Gusto niyo mong madinig yun? Next time na lang, okay? So as we've been talking about, we're right in the second week of our More Than a Song, because worshiping, as we were doing earlier, a lot of people think that that's worship. But actually, worship is more than just singing songs. For us, it's expressing our lives in different ways, whatever situation that we may be in, we can actually be of worship to God. Okay, and by the way, last week, if you were here last week, I started poking my stomach. I just want to thank everyone who prayed for me. I ended up being in the hospital, not from poking my stomach, but I just want to thank everyone who prayed for me this past week, okay? This was a sickness that came back, and thank you for praying for me. Parang wala dito nag-pray sa akin. Anyway. But I'm glad I'm back. It was really a good time just to have some quiet time with God and just to experience Him and a good illustration for today. Okay, so last week we talked about, you know, in times of times of battle, that God is the one who's fighting for us, that He will fight for us and strengthen us in whatever battle that we're facing, whatever it may be, kung financial, sickness, whatever it may be, then God is the one that's fighting for us. And today we're going to talk about in times of weakness, that in times of weakness that God can still give us our strength, and He is actually the source of our strength. Okay, so when we're talking about Psalms, okay, that those are all songs. If you look at the book of Psalms, there's 150 of them and 150 songs that people, based on their experience, have written these Psalms to express their love and their adoration to God. And that's what we're going to be looking at today. We're going to look at a story of David. Actually, we're looking at two stories of David. And that situation, based on those situations, he was able to write the Psalms that explains that. And so for us, we're here to learn kung ano yung sinasabi ng Panginoon sa atin. From those Psalms, maybe you're experiencing the same thing. Maybe you're faced with a challenge right now, or you're faced a situation where you're feeling weak and vulnerable. We can see that God can help you in that. And so, I don't know, how many of you have felt weak and sick or something in the past? Okay, we've all have. Some of you may be going through that challenge right now. But in spite of that challenge, okay, God can strengthen us. He is the source of our strength that we can get through these things. And that's what's encouraging about these Psalms and these stories, is that we're learning something from it that can help us in our walk. And what we can see in David's life is that not only that you can see it in his Psalms, but in the way he responded to situations, doon natin nakikita yung adoration niya. And he was actually honoring God in whatever situation he's in. That's my desire. I want that every area of my life that I can actually worship God in whatever I'm doing. I see the Bible, whatever you eat, whatever you drink, Okay, that's how I worship God, in whatever I eat and whatever I drink. Okay, I don't know about you, but that for me, that's our eating. Wala sa inyong mahilig kumain? Dito lang sa front row? Okay? But can you imagine just a simple thing as feeding yourself can be a worship to God? Diba? That's amazing. I worship Him 6 times a day. Okay, so... Okay, so we're going to look at the book of Psalms, Psalm 63. And I'm going to ask you to turn your Bibles to the book of Psalm 63. And in reverence to the reading of God's word, I'll ask you to stand. If you didn't bring your Bible, you can go ahead and read along with us on the screens, on my left, to my right, and the biggest screen over in my back. But since probably I'm here, I'm covering it. But we're going to start in verse 1 and we're going to read through it. My encouragement to everyone is get your own Bible. If you want to experience God, take that next step with Him. Having the Word of God with you at your home, wherever you are, getting an opportunity to be exposed to it and reading it and applying it in your lives, it's really important. So that's my weekly encouragement to everyone, for everyone to have your own Word, whether it's in a hard copy or electronic, whatever it may be, even your phone can actually have one. They're free. Okay, so that's something I want to encourage you with. Okay, we're going to start with verse 1. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you. In a dry and weary land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life. Isn't that amazing? My lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. Verse 5, my soul will be satisfied as with the richest of food. Let's just meditate on that for a while. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. On my bed, I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night, because you are my help. I sing in the shadow of your wings. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. They who seek my life will be destroyed. They will go down to the depths of the earth. They will be given over to the sword and become food for jackals. But the king will rejoice in God. All who swear by God's name will praise him, while the mouths of liars will be silenced. Join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time. Lord, once again, for us to be brought here into your presence to hear your word, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you open up our hearts, prepare our minds, Lord, to be able to receive what you want us to hear today. I pray, Lord, that whatever it is that you're speaking to us, Lord, that we will be able to respond to it, Lord, in a way that you want us to. And I thank you, Lord, that you will be glorified in the preaching of your word. Lord, I'm asking right now, not from my own wisdom or my own ideas, but only what your spirit wants me to say will come out of my lips. We thank you, Lord, once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Go ahead and have your seat. Last week, you know, I preached here and I wasn't feeling good the previous night, last Saturday night, and even in the morning. But somehow God helped me get through the preaching last week in a time of battle. Hindi naman na nagbabattle ako dun sa preaching, no? But I was really sustained. And I don't know where I got my strength. Well, now I know where I get my strength. God was able to sustain me in that situation. And some people would say maybe it was adrenaline, because when you get up here, whatever you're doing, sometimes you get so hyped up na you can do certain things. Have you ever seen those videos where someone, there's a burning car and someone, a mom, a housewife would be able to lift up the car to save their child? Nakita niyo na yung mga ganon? Right? So that's, sometimes it's adrenaline. They attribute that to adrenaline. But I know, being a believer in Christ, that it was God that was sustaining me. And I'm so grateful for all those that helped me and prayed for me, because I know that it's difficult when you're sick. Sa katawan na to, mukha namang hindi magkakasakit, pero I was really in pain, and that was something that I knew that God was helping me in this. And God was teaching me something as well. And also helping me have an opening for my preaching. Okay? Para meron akong mapagkukwentuhan about weakness. But really, I felt, you know, what the apostles Paul was saying, that somehow there was a thorn in his flesh that kept him humble, that kept him relying on God's word, relying on God's power to do what he was doing. And if you read about the Apostle Paul, he did great things, planted so many churches. We read the New Testament, which 2/3 of it he wrote. And that was in spite of the weakness that he was feeling. And so we find ourselves sometimes in situations where we feel inadequate. Have you ever felt that way? I mean, we're in a situation where you go to school and talagang mahirap yung klase na pinag-aaralan mo or the subject that you were studying. And sometimes we feel na hindi ko kakayanin yan. You're in a situation now where your marriage, sometimes the wrong words are actually coming out of your mouth. And because of that, nag-aaway na kayo. You don't want to fight. You don't want to, you know, expose certain things. But nalabas mo na yung word. Nalabas mo na yung sinabi mo na alam mong makakasakit sa kanya. The sad thing is, you know, the most pain that we receive is someone that we're close to. The closer they are, the more they can hurt you because they know more about you. And so sometimes we find these things happening in our situations and we feel hopeless and weak. Yun yung nagiging problema natin. Saan tayo maghahanap ng lakas? Minsan yung lakas na hinahanap mo just to get through that situation, wala pa rin. You're so weak that you can't do anything. And we find ourselves, I don't know about you, but I find myself in that situation many times. But where will we find our strength? Saan tayo titingin? And in the psalm that we read, we can see that David must have been going through some major problems for him to be able to say those things and to declare that. But as you can see, as we go through the psalm, somehow it changed him. There was something that he experienced that changed his perspective. And that's what we're going to learn. That's what we're going to learn today. Where will you find your strength in times of weakness? Okay? How do you find strength in God? We all know that God is the source of our strength. Pero paano natin gagawin yon? Paano tayo lalapit sa kanya? Where will we find our strength? And that's what we're going to look at today from the psalm that we just read, the situations, the two stories. There's actually maybe more than two stories that this psalm was based on. And so we're going to look at some of those stories and see how we can learn from that. Okay na? Ready ba kayo? Are you with me? All the way to the back, are you with me? I'll get to you later, okay? But I'll walk over there para magka-connect naman tayo, okay? Where do we find our strength? We'll go back to the psalm, verse 1. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. In this psalm, we can see that there was a personal relationship with God. Oh God, you are my God. Nasasabi niya to, David is able to say this because he had a relationship with God that was so intimate that he could say that right away. Oh God, you are my God. When you're in a situation where it's weak, where you're weak, it's dry, weary, a place with no water, what are you declaring? Who are you reaching out to? Sino yung nilalapitan mo for strength? You know, I would like to say na yung initial reaction ko is to go to God. But I find myself sometimes when I'm in this situation that I reach for something else. I go to the fridge. Sino sa inyo ganun din? Okay, you don't need to raise your hand, Randall. Okay? But sometimes when we lumalapit tayo, humahawak tayo sa lugar, okay, na yung saan tayo sanay. But my prayer is that our initial instinct, our first reaction is not to reach to our own comforts, but to reach just the same way David did. He reached out to God. He sought God. He was seeking God in this situation. He was in a place where he was dry and weary, no water. Okay? And what did he do? He reached out to God and declared who God is in his life. That personal relationship that he has with him. Sabi niya, ito yung paghahawakan ko. I'm going to reach for God and I'm going to hold on to him. And I'll give you a background of one of the stories that may have been why he wrote this psalm. It's in 1 Samuel chapter 30. Okay, David had fought a battle away from his home. Okay, it was about 120 kilometers away yung battle niya. And they had just won a victory. They defeated the army of the Philistines there. And now they were going back to their camp. They were in Ziklag. Okay, 3 days journey, 40 kilometers away. 40 kilometers a day they were traveling. This whole army was traveling. So after 3 days, winning a victory, okay, expecting a joyous return to their family and their camp and their children, he found when they got back to their camp in Ziklag, the Amalekites had actually went to their camp, took all their wives, took all their children, sons and daughters, and tinangay sila. They were plundered. While they were away in battle, everything was taken away. Okay, so here's the situation. It should be a time of rejoicing. It was a time of celebration. And yet when they got home, wala nang bagay. I don't know about you. I mean, if you get home. I mean, you're here worshiping God. You're experiencing God in a great way. I'm not saying it's going to happen. But you get home and everything's gone. Wala. The door was open and everything is gone from your house. How will that make you feel? Will you rejoice? Oh, I get to buy new things. No. That's what the situation that he was in. And not only that, you know, his men started getting upset with him. A place that was supposed to be a safe place, a place that he was supposed to have comfort, a happy place for him, turned into a sad place. A place where there was desolation. Wala, everything. And here's in verse 6. David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. This is not the kind of stoning you're thinking of. Okay, you know, stoning is not so bad. That's not so bad. No, different stoning. This rocks, actually rocks, and they wanted to throw him because everyone, yung army niya, buong army niya, all their children were gone. Okay, each one was bitter in spirit because his sons and because of their sons and daughters. They were upset. All of them were upset. Look at the situation now. Everything that they were hoping for, all gone. Yung mga tao niya, mga kaibigan niya, people that said, "We're going to be with you, David. We have nothing else. We want to be with you." They're all now turning against you. Meron ba kayong mga kaibigan na dating kaibigan na malapit kayo ngayon, hindi nyo na sila kaibigan? Wala, lahat kayo, all good. Okay, good. Ako lang. Okay, so ako, feel na feel ko to. Okay? But David found strength in his Lord, his God. Somehow, in spite of the situation, he found strength in his God. In verse 6, of Psalm 63, "On my bed I remember you." You can see that the same thing. He started remembering God. He started remembering God that God was the source of his strength. "I think of you through the watches of the night." Okay? Pinag-iisipan niya ang Panginoon all the time. "Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me." So in that situation where everything was dark and negative, he started thinking about God. He remembered God. Naalala niya siya, and I'm going to hold on. I'm going to cling to you, God. I'm going to hold on to you. When he's talking about, "I think of you through the watches of the night," anong ibig sabihin nun? It's just a poetic language of saying, "Lord, I remember you all the time. Through the watches of the night. Sino sa inyo? The watches of the night, meaning from the time that you sleep to the early morning, from 10 o'clock in the evening until morning, you're thinking and meditating on God. Meron ba tayo sa atin na ganun? Minsan, pag may problema tayo, but when we have a problem and we don't sleep, we're not thinking about God. But that's what David is saying. He has a relationship with God in such a way that at any moment, he was thinking of God. At every moment, he was holding on to Him, remembering what God has done with him in the past. And somehow that will strengthen you. I don't know about you, but there are certain situations that I'm faced with today. And I think about the faithfulness of God in my life. And then somehow, focusing on God, focusing on what He's done, nawawala yung problema. Sino yung ganon? You don't need to raise your hand. But somehow, when I start remembering Him, going back to His Word, going back to His promises, seeking Him, hindi lang yung pag-emergency, break glass and get and read your Bible. Hindi ganon. You're actually in the Word of God that somehow you'll remember His promises in your life. That's why I encourage you, have your own Bible. Read your Bible. When you do that, then God will remind you when you're scared. Okay? When you're being tempted. You go back to God's Word that says that when you're tempted, there is a way out that He will show you. You don't need to turn your life over to that sin. That there's somehow, there's a way out. So when the temptation comes, and this is something I do, when the temptation comes in my life, I right away, I remember God and say, God, your promise is, there is a way out. Where is the exit? Satan, in this room, we have signs where the exits are. So I know how to get out. Ganun din, when there's a temptation, we know how to get out because we remember the Word. We remember His faithfulness. We remember who He is in our lives. This is a situation that he was in. And so now he found his strength in God. In chapter 30, verse 8, and David inquired of the Lord, should I pursue this raiding party? Will I overtake them? Pursue them, he answered. You will certainly overtake them and succeed in the rescue. And if you read the rest of the story, they did. Their army went over to the Amalekites. They found someone that pointed them to the way, and they were able to restore everything that was stolen. Hindi lang yung ano yung nakuha nila, nakuha pa nila yung mga ninakaw ng mga Amalekites from the other tribes. So then not only did they get their children and their families, they got everything else. So God restored everything back to him. Why? Because he inquired of the Lord. Many times we make so many different decisions. Tama? Do we inquire of the Lord before doing it? Lord, is this something I should get into? Lord, is this something that this business, should I get into this business? This relationship, should I get into this relationship? And when we inquire and God says go, then go do it. But if God says there's a check in your heart and God is telling you, no, that's not the right time right now, then we can step back. But are we inquiring of the Lord? God has great plans for you. Do we believe that? Do we believe that? If you believe it, why do we not go to Him? Imbis na lumalapit tayo sa Kanya, tumitingin tayo sa horoscope. Tumitingin tayo sa hip-hop-cat. We look at so many different things. New Year's, nagpapagulong tayo ng lahat ng mga bilog-bilog. We look at all those things and leave God out of it. That's definitely not the way David lived his life. And my prayer for all of us is that we will inquire of the Lord. In the decisions we make, we inquire of the Lord. And we know that when we do that, okay, we can get the right direction from Him. You know, it's a well-known fact that men will not ask for directions. Tama? Those wives will say amen. Okay, men, they're never lost. Hindi nawawala ang lalaki. Okay, miskin na kung nasa na, hindi na nila alam. No. I think if we just turn there. But we're not asking for directions. Okay, where do we ask for directions? Sino yung tatanungin mo? Who do we seek when we need direction? Kung meron kang finally, nag-agree na yung asawa nyo, yung lalaki, na maghihingi ng directions. Kanino kayo hihingi ng directions? Doon sa tambay sa kwanto o doon sa tricycle driver? Tricycle driver siguro, no? Better decision. Okay? Kanino kayo hihingi ng directions sa school? Are you gonna approach the teacher's pet? Or the teacher? The teacher's pet will make you do something you probably shouldn't be doing. They'll deviate you. Okay? Are we going to look at the stars or the creator of the stars? I hope that when we need direction, that we're going to the right source. If in our times of weakness, there is only one source, and that's our God. And that's my prayer, is that we will seek the right source. We'll move on with the psalm. In verse 2, I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory, because your love is better than life. What a wonderful phrase right there. Your love is better than life. My lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live. In your name, I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with the riches of food. What wonderful language that David is now writing based on his experience in God. Knowing who God is in his life, knowing that God is directing him in every area of his life, his reaction was to worship God. That was his desire. He sought God, he sought the right source, but not only that, he was giving praise. He was worshiping God because of all of that. David found him in a place of worship, in his sanctuary. Okay, he understood the power and the glory of God. In verse, please go back to verse 2, if we can. Okay, well, nandun naman sa Bible niyan. Okay, he sought him, beheld his power and his glory. He understood. Okay, we have different ways to connect to God. Iba-iba tayong tao, iba-iba yung connection natin. Okay, just like every different devices will have different connections. Okay? Some people will experience God when they worship. When they worship in a congregation like this. Pag nagsama-sama tayo, pag nag-worship, nararamdaman mo na yung presence si God. Tama ba 'yon? Meron mga tao, okay, yung mga taong ganoon nag-umoo. For some people, they have to find a certain private place where they have to be alone. And when they're alone, playing a worship song, they can feel the presence of God. Some people get it from reading God's word. When they read God's word, it comes out of the page. Binabasa nila, and they can feel how God loves them so much. Meron naman yung pag nagsuserve sila. When they're serving, some of our ushers, our great ushers here, when they're serving other people, they experience the presence of God. Iba-iba yung connection natin. Ano yung connection natin so that we can have that relationship with God? It will be different for you. It will be different for me. For me, it's when I hear the preaching of God's word. When actually somebody is declaring it, somebody is saying it, okay, I receive that. I get a deeper understanding of who God is from the preaching. That's this morning when Pastor Dennis was here preaching God's word. I felt his presence. I felt what God was trying to speak to me, and that encourages me. That's why when I go home, when I'm in the car, in traffic, whatever, I'm listening to different podcasts. Pinapakinggan ko yung iba-ibang preachers natin, not just in Victory, but other preachers to get what they're getting from God's word, from the word of God. And when I hear that, that energizes me. That I'm getting strength from God, from the preaching of God's word. How do you connect? How do you connect to God? I pray that we will all find that. And once we find that, we'll dive into that. Experience God in a greater way. Are you with me? Are you getting this? Are you excited for this? Thank you. Sa mga 30 people. Okay? But how? I understand that, Pastor. I want to seek God, but hindi ko siya mahanap. I want to worship Him, but I don't have that connection. I don't know. I don't know how to go about it. How paano naman ako? Buti ikaw, alam mo. When you listen to this and you do that, some people, it's in worship, they know, but I don't know how to find God. I have no strength to even start where to start looking. There are people who are like that. I understand that. That's why it's so important in this second story. Okay, David found strength in God Himself. How did he do that? Paano niya nagawa yon? Because there was a moment in time that somebody directed him towards God. In chapter 23, here's another situation. Okay, 1 Samuel chapter 23, here's another situation that David was in. And somebody helped him in his walk with God. Somebody pointed him to God. In verse 15, while David was at Horesh in the desert of Ziph, he learned that Saul had come out to take his life. David was facing in-law problems. I don't know about you. Have you ever experienced in-law? Don't raise your hand. Have you ever experienced in-law problems? That they're getting into your life. Okay, wag na kayo magtaas ng kamay kasi baka you'll get in trouble with your spouse. But just not. Okay, ganun lang, konting. Okay, I see. Okay, so you relate to this. Okay, here's the situation. Not only was he having problems, his father-in-law wanted to kill him. Ganun din ako, Pastor. No. Okay, I hope not. But that's the situation. He was trying to kill him. David had fought the Philistines who had attacked a city in Israel, in Keilah. There was a Philistines came and was fighting, trying to raid Keilah. And he went with his army and defeated the Philistines and saved this city. He saved the whole city. From these people, from the Philistines. Okay? And he was there, but Saul was so jealous of him and was trying to find different ways. You can see it in Samuel, how Saul kept trying to chase after him and try to kill him. Okay? And the same people he had saved, the same people that he had just rescued from the Philistines, we're now going to turn him over to Saul. Meron ba kayong tinulungan? Dati, in the past, you helped a family, you helped someone, and now they're coming back and biting you? Wala, ako lang? Okay, well, that was the situation. Okay, here, he was now being betrayed by the same people he had saved. David was discouraged. I understand that. Your father-in-law is not only trying to kill you, but the people that you were helping are now turning their backs against you. He was betrayed. He was distraught. But somehow, he came to the point that he needed God. Paano nangyari yon? We'll continue reading. In verse 16, and Saul's son, Jonathan, went to David at Horesh and helped him find strength in God. This is amazing how Jonathan would do this. He was in line to be the next king. Saul was looking for David all over the place, but somehow God was protecting him. Kahit saan pumunta si David, miski nahabol siya, even if the people were trying to turn him over, Saul could not find him. But here's the son, okay, Jonathan, that found him and encouraged him, helped him find strength in God. In verse 16, okay? And he reminded David of his destiny. Don't be afraid, he said. My father Saul will not lay a hand on you. You will be king over Israel, and I will be second to you. Even my father Saul knows this. Miski hinahanap siya ni Saul, hindi siya mahanap-hanap, isang punta lang ni Jonathan. And they were good friends. Jonathan understood the purpose in David's life and he reminded him. He reminded him of his purpose. You are going to be king. And when you are king, I'll be second to you. That's unusual because men would want to be the top. But there's certain people that they know their role. Jonathan understood, okay, that we can speak encouragement to someone. And then that's my encouragement to all of us. We need Jonathans in our lives. That's why every time we're asking you, take the next step. Have somebody speak into your lives. Help you, point you to God. That's what we're trying to do. That's why we're encouraging you to be part of a victory group, be part of a discipleship group, or even just take the next step, one-to-one. All of that is designed for you to just take that next step and somebody to point you towards God. Because those situations, those challenging times will happen in our lives. Those challenges will come. And when they come, is there someone that can help you direct you to God? There are times, meron mga situations that we can find God ourselves, just like David. But there will be times when we need someone just to say, come on, Victor. Kaya mo yan. Okay? Kaya mo to. God's with you. God's purpose for you is great. And He's going to help you through this. Okay? Rick, it's good to see you. Okay? God will help you in your situation. Whatever it is, when it's a time of challenge, He will be there for you. We need to understand, we need people in our lives that will help us and direct us back to Him. And that's what Jonathan was to him. You know, this past week, as I said, I was in the hospital for 4 days. Nandun ako and I was actually secure. I wasn't worried about what was going to happen. I mean, it was a sickness that I had in the past that came back. Pero I was so secure. And I appreciated, you know, first of all, my wife. My wife who was there with me. Okay? My wife that was caring for me and loving me. And it just reminded me of her love for me. Okay? And it was encouraging. It was encouraging. But, you know, I was so secure about my relationship with God that God was reminding me, you know, it's okay. I'm with you. And so I had that peace. I had that strength from God. And I did not mind when she had to go and do something. I was actually encouraging her, you go, take care of our five, do whatever you need to do. I'm actually okay. Okay? I felt so secure in that. Okay? But when people started coming, oh, pinakita niyo na yung picture. Anyway, it was just when people started coming, the previous picture, when people started coming and praying for me, when my five children started coming, one of them at a time, okay, merong isa, the first day I was there, it was my son, my three-year-old boy that came and he was just there. He would sit with me in the bed and he would just encourage me. And then I had a visit from The Voice, Isa Fabregas, who won her battle yesterday. Okay, just plug ko lang yan. She's my niece. Okay, manood kayo The Voice, Isa Fabregas. Okay, anyway, vote for her. Pwedeng alisin yun sa podcast or pwedeng idagdag sa podcast. Okay, and when my daughter came and my sons came, they were there to encourage me. And then my friends would come and they were all pointing me to God. Why? They were just praying for me. It was just a simple thing. My son, my three-year-old boy, Lord, please heal my dad so he can come home. A simple prayer like that made my heart and I was strengthened in God. I found my strength in God from a three-year-old boy to our bishop who anointed me with oil. Because it says in God's word that when they're sick, get the elders together and anoint them with oil and they will be healed. And I felt God's presence heal me. I was strengthened by these people. I was my first 2 days was fasting. No water, no food. How many believe that that's difficult for me. But the grace, I had no difficulty. The nurses would come in, hindi ba kayo nagugutom na? Yeah, but I'm actually okay. But the first visitors that I had that first night, the four women there, they were eating snacks. They knew I was fasting, pero hindi, nagkukwentuhan sila doon. But I felt fine. I was strengthened by God. And then these people came and visited me, our staff. Okay? They were all there. They were helping me. Now I found out that they came because they wanted to have a staff meeting. Anyway. No, but when they came, I was so encouraged. They took time from their busy schedule to come and visit me. Parang, I'm just new. It's okay. Go back to work. Although Pastor Dennis reminded them after about an hour, balik na kayo sa trabaho. Okay? So they went back. But it was a time of encouragement and people came. They were Jonathans in my life. They were there to direct me back to God, to point me towards God. And it was valuable. I love being alone. If I want to connect to God, I need to be alone. Worship, I appreciate. But when I really have that connection, I don't mind being alone. That's who I am. I'm quiet. Not when I'm preaching. But I find my connection to God when in a quiet place. But when they started coming, pointing me to God, there was something in me that needed that, that appreciated that. And that's my prayer for all of us. Do we have that in our lives? Do we have people that will direct you and help you find God in your most difficult situation? I hope that we do. You know, just talking about hospitals, just a few months ago, my father-in-law, not wanting to kill me, which is good. Okay, I have a good relationship with my father-in-law. And just last February, he had a heart attack. And it was a touch-and-go thing, what was going to happen and everything. But there's a difference when our spiritual family comes together and directs you to God. And, you know, he ended up getting a pacemaker and all of that. But, you know, when on his birthday last June, he had a celebration and all these pastors came, people that were Jonathans in his life, that were helping him in his walk with God. When they came, there was something different in his life. Nakakatawa nga, I don't know if you know Pastor Steve. Pastor Steve is the founder of our ministry. He came here 29 years ago for a short-term mission trip, but he ended up staying. And was just a wonderful thing that we're here in this church experiencing God because somebody started this in the beginning. And that was Pastor Steve. And when my father-in-law was in the hospital, this may be his third or fourth day, we were in the ICU in the heart center, and he could hardly move. It was so difficult to see my father-in-law being that way. Hindi siya makagalaw. If he wanted to move, even if he wanted to move, he couldn't move. And I had to lift him up and just to move him. Even just, di ba minsan yung unan, mahirap i-adjust? Di ba? Pag matutulog ka, naghahanap. Okay? He couldn't even do anything like that. If he wanted, Lee, can you move it? And so I would have to lift up his head, no strength whatsoever. And I would have to move it and back down. Pastor Steve came and visited him. He was sleeping. When he opened up his eyes and he saw Pastor Steve, someone that he truly admired, someone that helped him find his relationship with God and help him grow, when he woke up, he was so shocked. Muntik na siyang mapatayo. He was just so shocked that experiencing that, and it was just an encouraging thing because Pastor Steve now lives in the States most of the time. And so when he saw him, he was like, am I in heaven? Okay? Para siyang halos makatayo. It was an encouraging thing for him because there was someone who was key in his relationship with God, pointing him, praying for him, visiting him. It's so important for us to get connected. Maybe you're coming here, wala kang kilala sa church. That's why you have an opportunity, after, you know, beginning of the service, after the worship, everyone says, turn around and greet the person next to you. How many of you just greet and nakasmile naman kayo? But you don't even know their name. Guilty. I do that all the time. Let's get to know people. Let's take that next step. Open up our lives to someone that can help us find God in our situation. That's why we preach the gospel. That's why we preach the good news. Because in doing that, that's where we can find strength. God is our source. God is our strength. The Apostle Paul understood this. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, I referenced this earlier. But he said to me, there was a sickness, a thorn in his flesh that Paul had prayed so many times, and God said, no, I'm not going to remove that. I'm not going to remove that in your life. And this is what God told him, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more about my weakness. This is Apostle Paul talking. So that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness. Can you imagine this? I delight in weakness. In insults. In hardships. In persecutions. In difficulties. Do you delight in any of those words? Do we delight in weakness? Do we delight in hardships? Why does he delight? For when I am weak, then I am strong. It's okay. Listen to this. It's okay to not be okay. We can admit our weakness. We can admit our shortcomings. We can admit all of those things. It's okay not to be okay because we have a God who is more than okay. Do you believe that? And he is the source of our strength. If you're going to clap, clap. Okay? I mean, praise God for that. It's okay for us not to be okay. I can look at you right now and I know you're not okay. Because I'm not okay. But okay si God. He'll strengthen you in your time of weakness. And that's all that we need. Whatever your situation is, my challenge for everyone is take that next step. Take that next step towards him. No matter how long of a Christian you've been, a short-time Christian, long-time Christian, maybe you're not yet the Christian, take that step and build that relationship with him. And you can have these people wearing purple, okay? Or if you're wearing purple, stand up. I want you to stand up again. If you're wearing purple or you have that button that we had given out or maybe you bought, okay, I don't know. Okay, these men and women are here to help you in your walk with God. Maybe you've been coming here for a long time. You've not been through one-to-one. We're here to help you. All of us here. We want to help you take that next step with him. Okay, Bayon? If God is challenging you right now, after the service, approach any of these men or women and they'll help you take that next step with him. Let's all stand up and pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, once again, that you are a faithful God. That in times of difficulties, at times where hindi na talaga namin kaya, you are always there for us. And sometimes we try to gain our own strength and do it on our own. But Lord, I pray, Lord, that you've placed us in those situations, impossible situations at times, so that we can hold on to you. Because your love for us is better than life. I pray, Lord, that for every single person here today, that we will understand the depth of your love for us. And that we not only will we find our strength in you, but we will open up ourselves to other people that will help us and direct us towards you. Lord, for some of us, we need to take that next step. Now we're not just attending here. You've been coming here, being fed and receiving from you. And it's time for us to reach out. Time for us to help someone and point them to you. But there are also some of us, Lord, that need you. That need that strength. Are in this, in a position where we're weary, weak, and we need you, Lord. Lord, help us be open and find that Jonathan that will help us direct us back to you. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let's just sing this song. To you is really just go through one-to-one. That's the next step that for us, I took that step 12 years ago. I've not regretted it. Opened up my life to other people and helped me in my walk with God. Again, you have people wearing the purple. Okay, we're not wearing this for a fashion statement. We're wearing this because we want to help you. So if you're interested in doing that and going through one-to-one, hey, go ahead and approach us after the service. Let me just pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that your faithfulness in our lives is always proven because of your love for us. I thank you, Lord, that you will help us take that next step with you. Whatever it may be, Lord, in our different situations, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you will guide us and help us. That we will always seek you. That you will be our first option. Not the second, third, or fourth, but you will always be the first in our lives. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you need prayers, we're here to pray with you. If you want to join one-to-one, also approach us. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We trust it inspires and encourages you to honor God and make disciples. For more audio messages like these and other resources, please visit victorygreenhills.org/resources.